The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies and round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I'll sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When Thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not Thy face far from me. Put not Thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me Thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Brother Adam, would you pray? Lord, help. Yes. Lord, help. Bless Him, Lord. Lord, help us. Amen. I'm interested in verse 14, where He said, wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, He'll strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's what I want to preach on tonight, waiting on the Lord. You know, we live in a society today of space-age technology and rockets and missiles and fast cars, fast planes, fast trains, and seem like we're just in a big hustle and bustle every which way we turn. But David, I believe, right here was at a place in his life where some enemies, no doubt, had come against him. And I really believe it was probably the King Saul, when Saul was after David trying to take his life, and David knew better than to lay his hand upon God's anointed. And David had to have some self-control right here. David could have took matters into his own hands, and he could have got ahead of God. I'm afraid a lot of times in our life that we get ahead of God sometimes. You know, we've got troubles, and certainly David said right here that there's a time of trouble, and we have troubles, we have temptations, we have trials, we have decisions to make. We get discouraged, we get in distress, and many things that we're faced with in life. But I want to say to you tonight, if you're in any of those conditions or whatever might be upon you tonight, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and seek His will and His way, and things will work out. Have you ever got ahead of God in a situation? Hey, listen, friend, I'm telling you something. This old flesh right here, it wants to do its own thing. It wants to go its own way a lot of times. But no doubt David was a man of war. David, he could have took things into his own hands and he could have killed the king over there, but he'd have missed the will of God for his life. Now listen to me. Waiting upon the Lord, sometimes it's not easy to do, is it? A lot of times we don't even involve the Lord in our decisions, in things we do. But let me tell you, let me remind you something that the Bible tells us over in the book of Philippians. The Bible tells us over there what we ought to do in prayer. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything. You hear that? In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hey, there's some things right there that we ought to look at and we ought to take and apply it to our life, shouldn't we? Amen. How many times do we go to God in prayer and we forget to thank Him for the prayers He's already answered? Amen. A lot of times we go to God and ask Him for things and we get it. If He blesses us with the things, our desires and our prayers, our supplications, we ought to always be mindful to thank God for what He's done for us. Amen? Amen. All right, let's look at some things right here I see in this psalm right here about waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. I notice right here that David mentions that of a path down in verse number 11 right here. He says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Listen to me, friend. There is a path. There are some old paths, friends, that the prophets of old, the preachers of old, and the people of old times, they paved a pathway for us, and we ought to be mindful to stay in the old paths. Amen? Jeremiah said, thus saith the Lord, seek the old paths. Seek the old paths wherein is the good way. Stand therein, and you'll find rest for your souls. Amen? Hey, we live in a day when people have gotten away from God. Listen, friend, God has got a pathway, and we better make sure that if we're going to wait on God, if we want God's will for our life, we need to stay in the old paths, right? Hey, I believe what David was seeing and saying right here in this passage right here, he said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Hey, if we got something that we need in our life, if we're waiting on the Lord, you better stay in the old paths. You better keep that relationship with Him right. Amen? If we want God to answer our prayers, friend, we need to keep a right relationship with Him. Amen. Well, don't give up on God. Listen, we're impatient. Anybody in here got a problem with patience? When you pray, you want it right then, don't you? But sometimes God says, wait, don't He? Amen. Don't give up on God just because you don't get your prayers answered before you get up off your knees. Amen. Hey, listen, friend, you better stick to the old paths, friend. Keep that relationship right with God in your prayer life. All right, let's move on here. I say that old path, friend, it's been proven. Amen. It's proven. It's profitable for your life. Stick with the old path. And secondly, I want you to notice this. The path, not only the path, but the place that he mentions right here. In verse 4, he says, one thing I've desired of the Lord I'll seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in His temple. For in time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Now listen, there was a hiding place right here that David mentions right here. He mentions the house of God. He mentions the tabernacle. He mentions the temple, friend. Let me tell you, when you're waiting on God, this is a good place to be. Amen. In His house. I'm talking about a relationship, friend. David longed to be in the house of God. That would be our desire, friend, to spend our lives faithful to the house of God. Amen. Hey, he just come from heaven and died on an old rugged cross to save you, friend. We ought to love him enough to be faithful to the house of God. Amen. Hey, there's a bunch of little old kids that just walked out of here a while ago, friend. They need the Lord in their life, friend. And we ought to be here to lift him up high and holy in their presence. Amen. The place, friend, waiting upon the Lord. Now, David needed something from the Lord right here. And there's things right here that we ought to take heed to in our own lives. Don't give up, friend. Just because you grow impatient waiting on the Lord, hey, don't take it upon yourself to start laying out of church. Amen. And that's one thing the devil will do to you. Waiting upon the Lord, not easy to do. You pray, you ask God for something, whatever the decision might be. It could be a job, it could be a multitude of different things that you want God's help with. But listen, friend, don't give up on God. If you get to doubting God, friend, that opens the door for the devil to come in. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Hey, David found a hiding place at the house of God. Hey, it was a holy place. It was his place. He knew that was a place where he could meet God at, where he could get help for his life at the house of God. Listen, I'm looking out at a bunch of needy people tonight. You need the Lord. I need the Lord. Would any of you want to walk out of this place and say, I don't need Him tomorrow? No, no, no. We need the Lord in our life. And let me tell you, waiting on the Lord down at the house of God is a good place to wait on Him, ain't it? He's always present where two or three are gathered together. And David said in one psalm, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Listen to me, friend. He said in verse 6 or verse 5 right here, he said, He shall set me upon a rock. Good place to be. Hiding in His pavilion, setting upon the rock. Oh, listen to me. He speaks about the secret of His tabernacle here. And this tabernacle that he's looking at right here. I believe he was looking at the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle of his day. It was a place where only the high priest could go in. And there was a mercy seat in there, in that place. And David said, well, if I can get just close enough to him, hey, there ain't nobody allowed in there but the high priest, but he'll hide me in there. Nothing can touch me if I'm in his presence and in his will. Well, listen to me, folks. Waiting upon the Lord, the path and the place. But notice not only this, friend, but the praying while you're waiting. The praying. Don't give up on prayer. Don't give up on prayer. Keep on praying till the light breaks through. Keep on praying till you get an answer from God. Notice what he says right here in verse 7 through 9. He says, Hear, O Lord, when I cry. With my voice have mercy also upon me and answer me. Hey, didn't he say, Call upon me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not? David knew he could get an answer from God. Hey, if he just had the right relationship and make contact through prayer, he knew God would give him an answer. He said, When thou saidest, Seek my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. What's he saying right here about prayer right here? Did you know prayer can sometimes be difficult? Prayer can be difficult. Amen. You know why prayer can be difficult? Because it requires confession. It requires coming clean with God. A lot of times the reason we don't get a prayer answered is because we don't confess our sins before we pray. Amen. You're going to have to get your sin out of the way before God will hear and answer prayer. There's a wall between you and God, friend, of sin, and it'll keep you from getting your prayers answered. There's a great lesson right here to learn. I see as he was praying right here, he was a crying. He said, Hear, O Lord, when I cry. When's the last time you, You had tears when you prayed. When's the last time you come before God with a great need in your life and you said, "Oh Lord," when you really, really had to have help in your life? David was at that place in his life. He says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice." You know, I think a lot of times that we think we're self-kept. We try to do everything on our own. But there may come a time in your life and my life when we have to fall on our face and cry, "Oh Lord, hear me when I cry." Listen to me. There was crying in his prayer. There was confession in his prayer. What do you mean, confession? He said, "Have mercy also upon me." See, he was acknowledging to God that he needed mercy. You need mercy. I need mercy. You need mercy for what you've done today. You need mercy for what you've thought today. I need mercy for what I've thought today. Amen. Hey, listen. Listen to me. There's none good, no, not one. And we need to just come clean with God and get through with our prayers to Him, friend. Listen, we can have a closeness. We can have a relationship with God. He said right here, "When thou saidest," speaking to the Lord, "Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." God said, "Draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh unto you." Ain't that what He said? It ought to be our heart's desire to be close to God. It ought to be our heart's desire to never have fellowship broken between us and God. It ought to be our heart's desire to always be able to get a prayer through to God. We've got family. We've got friends. We've got children. We've got grandchildren. Friend, let me tell you something. There may be an urgent moment in your life or in my life one day when we need to get in touch with the Lord. Oh, we ought to keep our hearts clean. Keep our lives separated. Notice His, not only, friend, the crying and the confession, friend, the closeness that He desired right here, but notice the confidence that He had. He said in verse 10, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." Isn't that wonderful to know? Hey, friends can forsake you. Probably everybody in here had somebody at some time or another to turn their back on you. Maybe a friend stabbed you in the back, done you dirty, talked about you, had done you wrong. Maybe it was a family member. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. David was confident in what he said right here. He said, "When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up." He said in His Word He'd never leave us nor forsake us, didn't He? Isn't it amazing that God would say that about me and you? That He'd never leave us nor forsake us? You know what? If you got what you deserve today, if I got what I deserve today, I'd be in hell. I'd be in hell. But Jesus has made a promise to His children, "I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you." Matter of fact, He said, "If you'll confess your sins, I'll be faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness." Hey, you know what we're prone to? Unrighteousness. You know what we're prone to? Sin. We're prone to turn our backs on the God that loves us. But He'll never turn His back on you and I. Isn't that amazing? Oh, yes, it is. Waiting upon the Lord. Listen, friend. The path, the place, the praying, the perplexity. Speaking of impatience, you ever get perplexed? I believe David was just a little bit perplexed right here. As he got on down to verses 12 and 13, he said this, "Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty." He said, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." In other words, what he was saying right there, hey, if I hadn't just believed God, I'd have thrown the towel in. Don't throw the towel in, folks. Hey, I don't know what your need, I don't know what difficulties you're facing tonight. I don't know if you're in distress. I don't know if you're discouraged. I don't know if you've got decisions to make and you're just perplexed about which way to turn. Wait upon the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. And in the right place. Let me tell you something. If there was ever a person that could have thrown the towel in, it would have been the Apostle Paul, wouldn't it? Shipwrecked, stoned, beaten with rods, thrown in jail, everything. On top of that, he had a thorn in the flesh, but he kept pressing on, pressing on, pressing on, didn't he? Listen, don't get perplexed. Don't get perplexed. Don't give up on God. Don't throw in the towel, friend. If you've got something you need the Lord's help with, wait on Him. Hey, you've got the promises. You've got the promises of God. They're yours if you're a child of God. And that's my next point, the promises. Verse 13, he said, "I'd fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord." You remember in the 23rd Psalm what David said? "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." You know why he's able to make that statement? A shepherd leads a flock. He don't get behind and drive a flock. A shepherd leads a flock. David was saying, hey, I had fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord. David was saying right here, the Lord is my shepherd. He's a leading me on. He's ahead of me. Hey, He's going to take me. He's going to protect me. He's going to keep me in every situation that He puts me in. I've got the promises of God, and I'm trusting in His goodness. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me." Hey, God was moving right ahead. We're going through the valley of the shadow of death, each one of us. But the Lord is leading us on to the place that He's prepared for us, friend. One of these days we'll step out on that shore, won't we? Amen. Not only that, but he went on and he said this. He said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Listen, the good shepherd is leading his flock on. He's up front leading. Oh, goodness and oh, mercy is back behind us, following us up behind. Friend, what more could we ask for? We've got the promises of God. Hey, every promise He ever made in this book right here, child of God, it's yours. It's yours. You can take it to the bank. You can count on it. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Hey, He'll never quit loving you. God's good, ain't He? Amen. Waiting on the Lord. We need to stay in the right path. We need to stay in the right place. We need to keep on praying. When we get perplexed, trust Him. Lean upon His promises. They'll never fail. Hey, has God ever failed in any of His promises? No. Listen, everything that He gave the prophets to say come to pass just like they prophesied. Jesus is coming again, just like He's promised. So listen, waiting upon the Lord, you can have peace. David was in a time of trouble in his life, no doubt. He needed the Lord to move. He needed the Lord to do something. But he said, "I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to wait on Him. See what He's going to do." we can have peace. We can have peace while we wait on the Lord. Listen, when it seems like heaven is silent, when we're waiting on the Lord, don't get distressed. Don't get to doubting. Lean on Him. Trust Him. Wait on Him. He'll come through. You hear me? He will come through. You can have peace in these times in our life, friend. Notice in Philippians chapter 4, and I'll be closing in just 1 minute here. In Philippians chapter 4, he said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God." Now, God knows your heart already, but He wants to hear you talk to Him. "And the peace of God," listen now, "and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Remember what he said back over there? Wait on the Lord, and He'll strengthen your heart. "The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Hey, you can help yourself, can't you? Paul's saying, get your mind in the right place. Get your prayer life in the right place. He said, "Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Hey, you can have peace in times of distress, times of troubles in your life, in times when you're trying to make decisions for your life. And this is what the Bible says in Isaiah 40. "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." What's he saying? They that hope in the Lord. They that put their trust in the Lord. He'll come through. That's what he said. He'll come through. And it'll work out. Wait on Him. Trust Him. Call upon Him. Lean upon Him. Lean upon His promises. Hey, He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. And again, wait on the Lord. Stand with me.